Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Va'era, details the first seven Makos, the first seven plagues, and next week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, will discuss the remaining three plagues. There's an interesting observation that's pointed out by the commentators, and that is that while Moshe is involved in bringing many of the plagues, and God has him do certain actions to initiate the plague, but the first three plagues are brought about through Aaron, his brother, the future high priest. The first plague, the plague of blood, God tells Moshe to instruct his brother Aaron to hit the waters of the Nile, and they will turn to blood. The second plague, God instructs Moshe to tell Aaron to hit the waters again, and this time the frogs will come out. I should add that hitting is not with his hand, but rather with Moshe's special staff. And the third plague is the plague of lice, and there the dust is smitten, is hit, and again Moshe is to instruct Aaron to take the staff and to hit the dust, and the dust then turns into lice. Whereas by other plagues, where some action was necessary, Moshe is the one who does it. And the question is raised, why does Moshe not perform the actions needed to initiate to bring on the first three plagues? And the answer given by the Medrash is because the water and the dust had helped Moshe. When Moshe was an infant during the period of the decree that all firstborn males be thrown into the Nile River, Moshe's mother Yocheved had placed him in the water in a basket, hiding him and thereby saving his life. Moshe was eventually discovered by the daughter of Paro, taken to the palace to be raised. And the dust had helped Moshe as well, because when Moshe had killed the Egyptian, initially before he was informed upon to Paro by a couple of fellow Jews, so Moshe had initially buried the Egyptian in the earth to hide his body so that his deed not be discovered. And so both the water and the earth had helped Moshe greatly, had been instrumental in saving his life, at least for a period of time. And therefore, out of gratitude to the water and to the earth, to the dust of the earth, Moshe did not smite it, did not hit it, and bring the plague that was visited upon the water and upon the dust of the earth. Rabbi Elio Dessler, a great thinker and Musar personality, passed away in the 1950s. He raises the obvious question, and that is, what does it mean to show gratitude to water and to earth? Water and earth are unfeeling. They're inanimate objects, and they don't need my gratitude. They don't do anything. And they don't have a feeling of whether I am hitting them or not. And sure, perhaps if they could, they wouldn't be thrilled that they are being turned into blood or frogs or lice. But the fact of the matter is that they're inanimate, and really nothing is being done to them. Nothing is being done to harm them in a sense that will make them feel bad. So why this sudden need of gratitude that Moshe not be the one to initiate the plague by hitting the water and the earth? And Rabbi Dessler gives a very, very important answer. And he says, gratitude is not about the person receiving the gratitude. It's about the person showing the gratitude. When I have gratitude towards someone, whether that person realizes I'm grateful or not, but I need to be grateful for myself. I need to recognize for myself, for my own ego, so that I not become too egocentric and too full of myself, I need to realize that there are others that I need to come onto. The idea of gratefulness, of gratitude in Judaism is not just to be a mensch and to have good character traits. It's essential. Gratitude is an essential part of Judaism because it's the notion of recognizing that it's not all about me. It's the idea that I need to come onto others. Ultimately, the ultimate source of our gratitude, the ultimate recipient or place where we should place our gratitude is God himself. But we need to have gratitude to recognize that I need to come on to others, that it's not just about me and what I can achieve and what I need and what I want, but rather that there are others around me who help me and who provide for me and who enable me to exist and to succeed and to be helped. And so it's about working on myself and about recognizing that I need to be grateful for others, not to become too egocentric. And thus Moshe, who would later be called the most humble of all men who ever lived, also needed to work on this trait of gratitude, to show gratitude even to an inanimate object for his own sake, to work on his own personality. Certainly this is instructive for all of us in our lives, that we ought to have a feeling of gratitude towards everything that helps us. It may be people, it may be our car, or our computer, or our phone, our clothing. There were some great people who would not just throw their old worn-out clothing in the garbage, but they would carefully put it in the garbage, perhaps wrap it up as a sign of respect, not because their old shoes or pants or suit needed their respect, but for them to show gratitude to the clothes that had covered them, or the shoes that had provided protection and coverage for their feet. And while perhaps we may not be holding by doing that, certainly the idea of showing gratitude towards everything that helps us and that helps us succeed and provides for us during this lifetime is certainly an idea we can work on. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.